I know. Bottom.
Fine. Will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads. Just like I had dirt road and a paved road.
Do you have a special name for a paved road that has a black surface?
Well, sometimes we say the paved road and sometimes we say concrete road. Sometimes we say that.
Well now, would the concrete road have a light colored surface or a dark surface?
I don't know.
Or would it matter?
I don't think it matters.
Okay. So then the paved road and concrete road would be interchangeable?
No, some of them is rough.
Yeah.
You know that rough pavement?
Uh-huh.
Then some of them is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Cause those that smooth, they say they have asphalt on there, but I never hear nobody call them by the name asphalt road.
Uh-huh.
We said, this 24 highway over here going back to Middlesville. Now, when we on that road, we always say, this is a smooth riding road. That's what we say. And then this one out here is bumpy and hilly and all like that, and we call this a concrete road. Now, sometimes these dirt roads put gravels on them, and we call them gravel roads.
Mm-hmm.
That road is graveled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Do you have a term for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Said, do I have one?
Uh-huh. Do you have a particular name that you call that little strip of grass?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think that's a northern expression. I'm not sure.
Maybe so. We, just like if it's all over the yard, we say a lawn. The grass on the lawn. And if I have a little strip down inside the walkway, just call it the walkway.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Do you have a special name for it, or would you just call it a ditch?
You just call it a ditch.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
I call it a no good dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
We say they near.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call that nickering or
whickering? Whickering.
Okay.
Some people say whickering. Yeah, they use whickering.
What do you call a chicken bone that's in the breast of the chicken and children like to play with it and they break it apart?
Pulley bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and then it grows back again.
I guess it's still called hay. The second cut of the hay.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
I call it cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that you can make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, we make cornmeal muffins. That's one.
Mm-hmm. Think of anything else?
I think of something else, man. Breadsticks.
Breadsticks? Would the muffins and the breadsticks have the same kind of batter, but just be different shapes? Is that what would be the difference?
Yes, ma'am. The shape.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't put anything different in them?
When you're just cooking plain cornbread, you just sift your meal. Some people like salt in the bread.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, then you put a little salt in and just make it up with some water and put it on the grill we was talking about a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and cook it. And then when you make it, the cornmeal muffins, you use milk, eggs, and grease, and you still use a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
The breadsticks.
So that makes it a lighter kind of.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You put a little soda in it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.